Good morning. Come on up, guys. Good morning. I want to test your memory and see who remembers what day was it last Wednesday? Ash Wednesday. Very nice. Okay. Does everybody else remember that? Ash Wednesday? Congregation? Ash Wednesday? Now, who remembers? Not everybody does this, but some people have ashes on their forehead. Do you remember that? And those ashes are kind of sooty and kind of, right, dark. And what they do is they remind us that we're sinful, right? We do things that have made God unhappy with us. But we have the ashes, but they're also in the shape of a cross to remind us that there's Jesus. Does everybody remember all that? So Ash Wednesday, and we have ashes on our forehead. So let me ask you this. If you look at the congregation right now, how many of the people out there have ashes on today? Does anybody see any? Any ashes out there?
Zero.
Zero ashes. You are exactly right. Congregation, any ashes? No. Well, they had ashes on Wednesday. Why aren't they there now? Ah, they wiped them off. I want to use a different word, though. Are you ready? They washed them off. Does that make sense? So we had ashes, and we washed them off. That's a wonderful depiction of God who washes away what? Our sins, right? So I was thinking, this could be a wonderful image for Lent. What is this?
It's actually a cloth.
It's a cloth, right? Or what you might say, a washcloth, exactly. So what do I do with this washcloth? You wash your face and your hands. So if you get something dirty on your hands or your face, you would wash it off. And that's what God does with us. We sin, we do things that make God unhappy, but he's also sent a Savior, Jesus, right, who died for our sins. And so even though we do commit sins, God washes away those sins by Christ and makes us new. Now let me ask you this. Suppose you guys go to lunch after church. What happens if you spill something on your shirt? You wash your shirt also, and then what happens? Then it's clean again, right? That's a very Lenten thing to think about. That's right, and then you dry it off. That's exactly right. Congregation, don't wear your clothes wet. That's the. And if you get it on your pants also, and guys, we often get things on our hands, and then we wipe it on our pants. You know what I'm saying? So anyway. We commit sins, which makes God unhappy, but he washes us and makes us his own, right? Isn't that wonderful? So we don't have our ashes anymore. We are mindful of our sinfulness, but even more so, we're mindful of Jesus, the Savior. All right, thanks for coming up, guys. You can head back to your spots. In the congregation, we sing the hymn of the day.